Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. At an advanced Pacific base, Jim and his United Nations raiders face trial. One of them, a fighting Frenchman, is accused of treason. And though Frenchie is too feverish with malaria to offer any defense, Jim and the others have loyally maintained their belief in his innocence. So that if Frenchie is guilty, the raiders will be dissolved and dishonorably discharged. Captain Bates, the prosecutor appointed by the judge advocate, is convinced by Jim's attitude that the raiders are shielding Frenchie from the punishment he deserves. When the delirious Frenchie escaped from sick bay, Captain Bates accused Jim of staging it. When Frenchie shot wildly at his pursuers, Captain Bates was convinced Jim and Kolu were shooting at him. With Frenchie recaptured and subdued by Hansen, the young medical lieutenant, a strange procession makes its way through the jungle. The unconscious Frenchie is carried by Kolu and Hansen. Jim, disarmed, is under the close scrutiny of the aroused Captain Bates.
Too bad your aim was so poor, Bradley.
Listen, if we shot at you, we wouldn't have missed.
If you'd got me while I was up on that rise, all your troubles would be over. I knew you were in on French's escape. Your shooting at me proves it.
But we didn't shoot at you. We haven't fired a shot all day.
Don't try that on me. You're going back to the post and face the music. That is, unless this Tommy gun in my hand should go off accidentally.
I tell you, Frenchie fired those shots when he went out of his head. He was shooting at us.
Then where's his gun?
Him throw gun at Jeff Blaine.
That's right, Captain.
Well, I know this much. If he wasn't guilty, you wouldn't be so anxious to get rid of me.
You can't blame Frenchie for your personality, Bates.
I don't blame him for anything but what he did. Worked for the Japs.
Listen, if you think we took pot shots at you back there, why not look over our guns? You've got them. You see that they haven't been fired all day.
Juan Jim, catch right. Us clean guns for living post. No fire all day.
Sure, you threw away the gun you fired.
But, Captain, it was Frenchie.
Pretty handy having Frenchie out of his head, isn't it? You can say he did it because he was delirious.
That's what we do say, because that's what happened.
Bradley, you're slipping. You'll have to do better than that to wriggle out of the spot you're in.
Okay, have it your way. We can't go wrong by sticking to the truth, no matter what you think.
Watch it, Kolu. Ground's marshy here. Don't slip.
Come on, keep moving, Bradley. What are you daydreaming about?
Just watching that sky. Wondering if we can make the post before the afternoon rain begins.
Well, watch the sky all you like. I'm not taking my eyes off you.
Clouding up, all right. We'd better try to find a dry spot for Frenchie and hole up till the rain stops.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not gold-bricking your way out of this, Lieutenant.
Who's gold-bricking?
Easy, Hanson.
I may be your prisoner, Captain, but this man is my patient. Look at him, sweating like a bull. He's got to be kept warm and dry. And you know what these monsoon rains are like.
Well, it isn't raining yet. Just keep going.
Brother, I'd like to meet you without those bars on your shoulder.
I can arrange that too, Hanson, when we get back to base.
That's a date.
Sky been get plenty dark.
That's the shadow of the ridge above us. Come on, keep going.
Hanson, let me give you a hand. I'll carry Frenchie for a while. Okay, Bates?
Not yet. It's too easy in this narrow passage for you to pull something. Wait till we reach that clearing ahead.
Oh, what a man.
I can hold out for a while, Jim.
And don't bunch up. Keep spread out in single file.
Hey, wait a second. What's that?
Quit stalling.
Thought I heard something up above us, that's all.
Maybe so, another search party.
And maybe so, nothing at all. Keep going.
Wait, the jungle's pretty thick here.
Spread those vines apart, Bradley, so they can carry Frenchie through.
Right. Make it, Hanson.
I think so. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's better. Okay, Kolu?
Okay, you go ahead.
Come on, Bates.
Oh, no. Step through yourself, Bradley. I'm wise to you.
Too bad you're not wise to yourself.
All right, now hold it. If you want to help Kolo carry Frenchie, Bradley, go ahead. Hanson, you come behind.
Hold, Captain Bates.
Huh?
See me.
You will stand perfectly still, Captain. Now, drop those guns.
Listen, if you
drop
think...
Drop them. So, very sensible. Now, raise your hands. Rest them on your head. Pick up the guns, Jim.
Okay, Sing.
Will you attend to Captain Bates, or shall I do it myself?
An anxiously regarding the deadly gun in Sing Lee's hands, Captain Bates realizes that the tables are turned. We'll see in a moment what Jungle Jim will do. You know, besides Jungle Jim, the Comic Weekly's exciting full-color pages are jam-packed with over 24 of your other comic strip favorites. There's Mystery with Tim Tyler and the Lone Ranger, Adventure with Flash Gordon and the Phantom, Thrills with Prince Valiant and Buzz Sawyer. Yes, and the Comic Weekly is filled with good hearty laughs as well. Judge Puffle is there, and Snuffy Smith, Blondie, the Little King, Tippy the Dog, the Captain Jammers, and Jiggs and Maggie, Little Iodine, Skippy, Tilly the Toiler. No wonder 15 million readers look forward each week to the Comic Weekly. This Sunday, join them yourself and judge for yourself. The Comic Weekly is distributed by 15 leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. One of them brings it to this city. So ask for that paper on Sunday. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, The Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a Pacific island and Jungle Jim.
I'm warning you for the last time, Bradley. You'll never get away with this.
Relax, Bates. Relax, will you? We're not trying to get away with anything.
Oh, no? Then why all this cops and robber stuff? Why don't you go back to the base where you belong?
Because Frenchie needs attention and the rain will soon start. He'll be coming to in a minute and he'll need another injection.
How much further have been caved, Singly?
Not far now.
Yeah, good thing. Here comes the rain.
Keep guns dry, Twenty.
No worry, Colo. Well, we'll have a chance for a nice visit, Bates. Maybe you'll tell us what the evidence is against Frenchie.
And maybe I won't, too.
A monotonous sort of fellow, isn't he, Sam?
There are several unique ways of persuading him to join the conversation, Jim.
Anything you do to me now will make it that much worse for you later.
Here she comes. Hurry, Colo.
There's a cave up ahead. Can you carry Frenchie up the hill to it?
Must go to. Suppose you give them a hand, Bates.
Suppose you go to Blazes.
I will help them, Jim.
Yeah. Let me get up to the cave.
I am Frenchie.
Now then, hand him up to me. Easy now.
Jim be coming too.
Yeah. That's it. All right, I've got him.
You hold till I climb up.
Careful now. That cave might not be empty.
Does anyone have a flashlight?
I've got a cigarette lighter. Wait here.
Just how long do you think you can keep me here, Bradley?
I told you before, Bates. We're staying here till the rain stops. Probably about an hour. And we're not here for you, but for Frenchie.
That's very noble of you.
No, no, no. Frenchie would do the same for any one of us.
No doubt. Sort of honor among thieves, eh?
Careful, Bates. Don't tempt me too much.
Okay, you guys. Cave's empty, all right, Colo. Let's take Frenchie all the way back out of any draft. As soon as he comes to, I'll give him another shot.
And for your information, Captain Bates, my ancient eyes are quite accustomed to the darkness in here.
I'm watching him, Sing. Better sit down, Bates. Make yourself as comfortable as you can.
That gun muzzle in my ribs.
You're the one who made things this way.
Do you need help with that?
No, thanks. We can manage.
How are you, Frenchie? You feel okay, boy? Us take fine care for you now.
He means the court-martial will take care of him. And the rest of you, too.
Hey, is there any water in your canteen, Jim? That stuff makes him thirsty and Frenchie wants a drink.
Take mine. Jim is busy watching the captain here.
Thank you, Sink. Here you are, Frenchie. Take a good swig of this, huh? Hey, Lawrence, a lot
of you were a lawyer back in the States. You must have taken an oath to uphold justice. Well, doesn't that apply to Frenchie now?
Don't worry, Bradley. I'll see that justice is done, whether you like it or not.
Don't you see that that's exactly what we... Wait. Don't move.
Bradley, put down that gun. You can't add a cold-blooded murder.
Shut up! Don't move, I said.
Sing Lee, make him realize.
Jim, shooting him.
Sit down.
Stop shaking, Bates. Now then.
By heaven, Bradley, when I tell the court martial that you try to scare
me... Use your head, man. Use your head. Take a look behind you.
Behind me? What's that got to do? Good Lord. A cobra.
A king cobra, to be precise.
Came in here to get out of the rain, same as we did.
And if you hadn't seen him...
Forget it. I did see him. Is he finished, Sing Lee?
Completely. Move, Captain. I will get rid of it.
Bradley, That was real shooting.
Now maybe you'll believe we didn't shoot at you earlier. We had, we wouldn't miss you. But we don't go in for murder, Bates.
Yes, I... Fine. You saved my life just now.
I said forget it. Oh, here. You better take your gun back so you can protect yourself.
You mean that?
Of course. We've both been acting like a couple of hotheads. You kind of got under my skin, that's all.
I guess maybe I have been a fool. But the evidence against Frenchy is so strong.
Perhaps you will tell us just what the evidence is.
No use, Sing. I told him before, we're as anxious to clear this up as he is.
Well, I didn't believe you. But I do now. After what you just
skip
did...
Skip it. All we want to do is help Frenchy. And we can't unless we know the truth. Now, the truth is what we're trying to get at. So if you
know... Yeah, well, here's what we found out.
Hey, Jim, are you fellas okay? That shot a minute ago.
It's all right, Anson.
Well, good. Oh, I just put Frenchy under again, but his fever's down. And listen...
Oh, hold it, will you? Go on, Bates.
Yeah. Well, you know, we grabbed this base awful sudden from the Japs. When we moved in, we found a lot of Japs papers still intact.
Papers? Identification.
Not only that, a lot of official Jap correspondence, too. And among the reports was a statement to his superiors by a Jap major. He had just come from China. And he reported the excellent job of selling narcotics to the Chinese by Gaspar Futain.
Frenchy, huh?
Exactly. According to those papers, Bradley, your friend Frenchy had worked directly with this Jap major. Taken orders from him, received pay from him. Or even a couple of pay receipts signed by Frenchy.
Mm-hmm. That does look bad. Of course, you'll compare his signature...
Now, listen, will you? Frenchy just told me a Chinese banker in some place called Meng La would clear him. He said this banker was in on the whole thing.
A banker's name?
It sounded like Li Tan.
Li Tan? There is such a family at Meng La.
What else did he tell you, Hanson?
Well, something about guns, not dope. But he was going under by then.
Li Tan, eh? I'll check on him back at the base. You and I got off on the wrong foot together, Bradley. But now that we've cleared it up... I hope for your sake that this Chinese banker will be able to clear Frenchy. I'll do everything I can to see that he has it.
Well, here comes the afternoon patrol, Sing Lee.
Yes. No losses, apparently.
I wonder what's keeping Bates in that wireless room so long.
Oh, he asked you to wait?
Yes. Said he finally got word from the Chinese authorities about that banker, Li Tan.
Let us hope the word is good. Here he comes.
He's scowling about something. I don't know whether that's a good sign or not. Better give it to us straight, Bates.
I know you'd want it that way, Bradley. 2 days ago, I'd have been glad at this report. Now I'm sorry, believe me.
Sorry? Li Tan denied everything, then?
Worse than that. Here. You can read the decoded report for yourself. Li Tan is dead.
Dead?
That's right, Sing Lee. He was executed by the Chinese because he was found guilty of trading with the enemy.